to come back together. There, here's my list, and this is what I've written down. What do I care about at the moment? This talk. Remembering what I plan to say, everything. The cricket, the next test match starts on Wednesday, if you're excited about that. I am. And my birthday's coming up soon. Cheeky little plug for you to remember that. Maybe for you it's school. You're waiting for Boris's announcement. When will I go back to school? And maybe for you it's planning holidays. Will we be able to get away and on an aeroplane this summer? We'll come back to those lists a little later on, but for now we're going to dive into chapter 4 of Jonah, a chapter all about what we think is important and what we care about. And make sure you've got it open so you can look at it as we work our way through it. And we've got two main things to see. And the first is that Jonah doesn't care about lost people. You probably noticed, as the girls read it for us, that Jonah is quite angry in this chapter. He gets angry on two occasions, and together they show us that Jonah doesn't care about lost people. And Jonah is angry, firstly, when the Lord saves people. Jonah is angry when the Lord saves people. I want you to imagine in your head for a moment, imagine this. Imagine that a family member or your best friend becomes a Christian. Imagine that. And I hope we would be really excited about that. A family member or our best friend, I hope we'd be really excited about them becoming a Christian. Now imagine that your worst enemy. Picture them in your head. Imagine your worst enemy. Maybe someone who has bullied you at school or hurt you later in life. Imagine they become a Christian. How do you feel now? And maybe our feelings of joy and excitement have switched from feelings of anger. The people of Nineveh were enemies of God and of his people. They were completely lost. And yet on Friday at Holiday Club, we saw that after hearing Jonah's message, they turned back to God. And so God didn't bring the destruction that he had threatened. And we might think, well, Jonah's going to be really, really happy about this. Quite a successful mission trip. But just look to verse 1 of Jonah chapter 4. To Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. Jonah is angry because the Lord doesn't bring the destruction that he had threatened to. Jonah is angry because God saves instead of destroying the Ninevites. In fact, we're told the reason as to why Jonah didn't go to Nineveh in the first place. Verse 2, he prayed to the Lord. Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Why didn't Jonah go to Nineveh? It wasn't because he was scared of the Ninevites. It wasn't because he was scared of failure. It was because he knew that the Lord is compassionate. He knows that the Lord cares for people. He knew that there would be a massive chance that the Lord would save the Ninevites. And Jonah doesn't want his enemies to be saved. That's why he didn't go. He didn't think that they deserved salvation. And this is how angry he is. He's so angry that he would rather die than live with a God who saves people. Now, this is crazy, isn't it? It's crazy for Jonah. Just think how much Jonah has disobeyed God. It's crazy for Jonah to think that they are less deserving of salvation than he is, given how much wrong he has done. It's crazy that Jonah doesn't like it when the Lord saves people. Just think how many times the Lord has saved Jonah in this story. But before we judge Jonah, doesn't he show us what we are like? Why do I not want to share Jesus with the school bully or that annoying neighbor? And well, deep down, the reason might be because I don't want that person to be saved. Or at least I don't think that they deserve salvation, especially when you compare them to me. Again, that's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy to think that other people are less deserving of salvation. Remember, where does salvation come from? The memory verse, salvation comes from the Lord. It is a gift. It is not something that we can earn or deserve. And if the Lord can be kind enough to save a sinner like me, then of course he can be kind enough to save anyone. And Jonah is angry, firstly, when the Lord saves people, but Jonah is also angry when the Lord destroys a plant. Jonah's had enough of the city. He heads out and he sits down and he's waiting to see what is going to happen to the city. He's watching. And it's very hot though. The sun is beating down on his head. And so the Lord is very, very kind to Jonah again. And the Lord provides a plant. And the plant is so useful because it provides shade between the sun and Jonah. And Jonah can be happy because he's not too hot anymore. Jonah goes to sleep. The sun goes to sleep too. And Jonah goes off for a nap. Next morning, worm comes along, eats the plant. Plant dies. Sun comes up. There's a wind. And it's a very hot wind. Hotter than this one. And so again, Jonah is really, really hot because of the sun and the wind. And again, his emotion is anger. Did you notice that? He's very, very angry. So angry that he wishes, again, that he was dead. But just look at verse 10 with me. Look to see what God says to Jonah. God says, "You have been concerned about this plant. Though you did not tend it or make it grow, it sprang up overnight and died overnight." In other words, what does Jonah do for this plant? Absolutely nothing. And the Lord provided the plant. It came up one moment and it died the next. The Lord provided the plant. Jonah didn't do any planting or watering of the plant. God did it. Jonah did nothing, and yet he cares so much about it. He cares so much about this one plant. And I think we're almost meant to laugh a little bit because, well, Jonah cares so much about one little leafy plant, and he doesn't care about a city full of lost people. But you see, the danger with laughing at Jonah is that, again, we slowly realize that we're just like him. Let's go back to our lists and from earlier on that you made, that I made. What do you care about at the moment? Did lost people, did the salvation of your unbelieving friends, and did the gospel going out to the nations make it onto your list? You see, we might not be that fussed about plants, but we are concerned about so much, aren't we? We're so concerned about all of the things that have graciously come from God. We're so concerned about all of the things that we don't have. We're so concerned about PlayStations and promotions and planning holidays that we forget about people. We forget about an entire world who need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Jonah cares so much about a plant, we care so much about tiny little things that in terms of eternity really don't matter. Why don't we share the gospel? Why don't we share the good news about Jesus Christ? Well, whether it's because we don't want people to be saved or whether it's because we're too caught up with tiny little things that don't matter, I think the honest answer as to why we don't share the gospel is because we don't care enough about lost people. Preparing this talk has been personally very challenging. I've had to admit, I don't care about people enough. Jonah doesn't care about lost people, and the reality is that neither do I. If you're here or watching at home and you wouldn't call yourself a Christian and you've never heard the gospel, then sorry. Sorry that we haven't loved you enough. But at the same time, don't let our failure to love you affect your view of God, because God does care about lost people. That's the second big thing to see. God does care about lost people. Let's read again from verse 10. The Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant. Though you did not tend it or make it grow, it sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" Strange ending, isn't it? We're flicking over the page for an answer, but there isn't one. I think that's the point. There's no answer, and well, that means we have to answer it for ourselves. Should God not care for 120,000 in Nineveh? Of course he should. Should God not care for the people who live on your road? Of course he should. Should God not care for the 7.8 billion who live in the world? Of course he should. And he does so. God cares about all people because he made all people. We've seen it in this story, haven't we, this week? God cares about the sailors. God cares about Jonah. God cares about the Ninevites. And we know all the more that God cares about lost people because of his son. God sent Jesus not just to tell us about God, but to die so that we could know God and be made friends with him. Remember, we are just like the Ninevites, enemies of God because of our sin. Our natural attitude is to turn from God, to rebel, to reject. We are lost. And so it would be rightly fair for God to punish us. And one day he promises to do so. But in the meantime, there is one way to escape that judgment. One way, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus came into the world to go to the cross to take God's anger for us. If you're not sure whether God cares for lost people, if you're doubting that God cares for you, then look at Jesus Christ. Look to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is how much God loves you. See the sacrifice that he was willing to make in order to save you and to save me, if we would accept it. Just look back to verse 2, to the end of verse 2. You see, even though Jonah was very angry as he said these words, they are very, very true and incredibly beautiful. God's is a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. That is God. That is who God is. And one day God will judge, but the book of Jonah, in fact, the entire story of the Bible, is about a compassionate God who works now, who is working now, to save sinful and lost people. If you're not yet a Christian, then please know that God loves you and has done everything he needs to save you. What's stopping you from accepting this salvation? If you are a Christian and you're feeling guilty because we don't love people well enough, then remember that Jesus did that perfectly on our behalf and has gone to the cross to take the punishment. And so we don't need to feel guilty in front of God. But also, as we look to the cross, as we go to the cross and see the concern that God has for lost people, as we see the lengths that he was prepared to go, well, let's be shaped and changed by that to care for lost people like God does. Jonah doesn't care about lost people, but God does care about lost people. Let's pray that we would share the concern that God has for lost people. Let's pray. God is a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Our Father, thank you that this week In the story of Jonah, we have seen your compassion and care for lost people. And thank you that if we're a Christian, then we know that personally through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have been very, very compassionate to us. Help us to remember that. Help us to remember that we don't deserve salvation, and yet you've given it to us. For those yet to accept your Son, the Lord Jesus, please would you open their eyes to see your great love and compassion for them. And we pray that you would change all of us, change our hearts, that we might share the concern that you have for the lost world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.